A massive shock for some, a pleasant surprise for others. Yesterday saw a property revaluation for businesses here. Many retailers in central Belfast and in Northern Ireland's towns are likely to have their rates bills cut after the exercise, but others are facing a huge hike. Muriel's Bar in Belfast, for instance, saw their property value increase by 645%. Well, the BBC's economic and business editor, John Campbell, is here to explain the background to the story and what's this all about.
Well, basically, your rates are based on the valuation of your property. And the last valuation exercise took place back in 2001. So clearly, a huge amount has changed in the Northern Ireland economy since then. So the Department of Finance, who run this process, they were saying, well, this had led to anomalies and unfairnesses in the system, because since 2001, some property values had gone way down, some had gone way up, and that wasn't really reflected in the rates bill. So they said this was about bringing some fairness back into the system. For example, it means that some of the big out-of-town supermarkets, they will see their rates going up. Some of those edge-of-town retail parks like Boucher Road in Belfast or Crescent Link in Derry, which have become increasingly popular, their rates will go up. Meanwhile, the retailers in our town centres, they've been saying for a long, long time now, listen, our rents have come down, our rates have not, but that should now change. For example, there's one unit I looked at, the JD Sports Shop on Donegal Place in Belfast. The valuation of that property has come down by 55%, so they can expect their rates bill to be cut in half. There'll be some other changes as well, the ones you've alluded to, which have been some very big ones in the pub trade, in the licence trade. The Cathedral Quarter in Belfast, the main nighttime area in Belfast now. In 2001, it barely existed even as a concept. So that means a lot of the bars in the Cathedral Quarter, their valuations have gone up by 400, 500, 600%, which means they're going to see very much increased rates bills over the next couple of years.
And when will they get the first of these bills?
Well, there's two steps to this process. You get the valuation of the property, and then both Stormont and the new super councils, they will have to do what's called striking the rate. So basically the rate that they set, you multiply that by the value of the property, and that gives you your final bill. That will take place in February of this year, and then you'll have to start paying those new rates from April. It's likely that quite a lot of people will appeal those rates. That's a three-step process which will take some time. But even if you're appealing, you still have to pay the rates, and if you win your appeal, then you get some sort of rebate. But it's really from April of next year, these big new rate bills are going to be coming in for some people, but as we say, for others, there are winners. A lot of the high street retailers right across our towns and cities should benefit from this.
Will there be some consistency? I remember speaking to some business owners a few years ago, and literally across the street, there was a difference of £800 in the rates bill that two different businesses were paying.
I suppose what they're saying is, in terms of when they do these valuations, they follow the market. So it can look like there's anomalies. For example, you'll see Donegal Place, the main shopping street in Belfast, some of the rates bills coming way down. Arthur Street, which is where you've got Avoca, the rates bills going way up. And you might think, well, those are kind of similar places right in the town centres, but there has been a relative change over time. Arthur Street's close to Victoria Square, which previously didn't exist, so their rates go up. Donegal Place has suffered, so their rates come down. So sometimes around the edges of things, where you know you might be in one corner and you're paying one bill, and another corner across the road you're paying a different bill, it looks like it's wrong. But they say when you look at the values, when you follow the market, when you do all the analysis, they tend to be right. But I would suspect that some people in those situations will appeal those bills.
And when you say businesses, there'll be winners and losers. Obviously, the rates are the one of the very few ways that Stormont can raise money. I am imagining that it's not going to cut the bill overall, that Stormont is still hoping to get the same amount of money, or even a bit more.
Well, the way this works is they describe it as revenue neutral, which means they say they're not going to raise any more money or raise any less money. They just redistribute the burden around everybody. The one place where there could be change in that is when the new district councils, the new super councils are set up, and they have to charge how much they're going to charge people, actually set the rate. There's potential there. Nobody said it for certain, but there's potential there that they might try and raise the rates if they want to try and get some extra revenue. But certainly the way this is being told at the moment is this isn't about raising extra money, it's just about sharing the burden more fairly.
Well, look, let's hear from some people affected by this. Belfast restaurant owner Emma Bricknell's on the line, and the Northern Ireland Independent Retail Trade Association Chief Executive Glyn Roberts. Morning to both of you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Emma, how will you be affected?
Well, I mean, firstly, I think the whole idea is just ludicrous, because we've created this area, the nightlife. This area wasn't good until we all came down here, so they're just riding off the back of the success of us, basically. It's typical.
So you're in the cathedral quarter.
We're in the cathedal quarter, yeah. Of course it'll affect us. I mean, on what level? This is the first I've heard about it, you guys calling this morning. I've had no contact with any, you know, lands and property accounts informing me of this. So it's what level it's going to go up to. Of course, there's a reasonable cost, but it's just annoying because this is an area of regeneration. We came here because it was affordable, and you know, we could set up business here and a lot of small independents. And it just feels like the council lands and property once again milking the success of others. And it's a pure stupidity and understanding that you look at Lisburn Road. Lisburn Road, was in the end, the rates killed people. And now you have shop after shop with empty signs. So you're killing areas, and you'll do the same here. You'll just kill the area. People have decided to go somewhere different, move out, another area of regeneration. It's a sensible, reasonable cost. But for me, well, until I know the amount, I really can't say, but it's, you know, it's,
yeah, well, just
to worry about.
Yeah,
you know?
From what John was saying, your area may well be affected. What do you pay at the minute?
This is ludicrous. I pay at the moment around £6,000 for Made in Belfast Cathedral Quarter, and for Le Coupe I pay £11,500. So I'd be interested to see what Le Coupe goes up to, because for a unit of 1,400, we've been open a year, and there's still regeneration in this area, still quiet periods. If it went up to 20,000 or 18,000, we just couldn't justify that. We just couldn't justify it. So you'd see what you're getting in other areas of Belfast. The restaurants and retail are closing down. People lose jobs. You know, that's the mentality of the Lands and Property of the Council. It's just not working together, is it really?
So potentially, if that's your yearly bill at the minute and it would go up to somewhere around 20,000, would that put you out of business, or would you just go elsewhere?
It would kill us. It just wouldn't be worth my while. And it's interesting to see that, you know, I'm an East London girl, and East London was a mass area of regeneration. They didn't, you know, milk off others. They didn't see, oh, that a business is successful. You know, Brick Lane's really commercialised now. Let's rate them. You know what I mean? But it seems to be Belfast mentality in the Lands and Property and Council that, you know, and this area is still turning itself round. And what is this excuse to put the rates up? What's happening in this area? We've made this area busy. It's us, not the council. It's the businesses that made it busy. So why is it affecting us?
Yeah, Glyn Roberts, I want to bring you in there. I mean, as John said earlier, there will be winners and there will be losers.
Absolutely, and you know, we've been saying this for some time, and indeed, while I think this reval has been largely positive for the majority of our members, we still have members that are facing significant increase in their rates bill. But I think the one thing it does, we were concerned, and we raised this with successive finance ministers, that the large out-of-town multinational hypermarkets were for some time paying less per square foot rates than some of my members in town centres. I'm glad that anomaly has been addressed, where we're seeing a much fairer rate system, and a lot of our members who had been struggling for some time are seeing reductions of anywhere between 25 and 50% rates in their bill. And I have to say that, you know, what we do need to sort of focus on is building on the small business rate relief scheme, looking at the empty premises relief as well. So we've got to keep building. As I said, there will be winners and losers. Unfortunately, I'm sorry to hear, and I was discussing with my colleague Conley from Pubs and Ulster the impact on the Cathedral Quarter, and I think that, you know, given that the success story that's been for Belfast, that is maybe an area that we do need to look at.
And what about obviously
it has
Emma's
a lot of jobs and investment.
Yeah, Emma has made those points, but I'm just interested to know what your members are saying. If by and large the smaller businesses are going to pay less, they must be very happy about that.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's the last reval was done over 10 years ago, and the economy and certainly the retail sector has changed many times. You see the advent of the big multiples coming. You see a massive growth of out-of-town. And it's been unfair that those big out-of-town stores are paying less per square foot than town centre traders. And I'm glad that unfair loophole has been closed now. But I do think it is about how we use our rate system in a strategic way that will help to grow our economy. But ultimately, what this rate reval is not about bringing new money in, it's about cutting the cake differently. And we think that the cake, in terms of rates, has been cut a lot for our members. And indeed, let's not forget that the rates is the number one concern that our members have been raising with us. That's why, you know, we've got things like the Small Business Rate Relief Scheme over the line, because rates is such a burden. It is the only real taxation power Stormont currently has. So it's important they use it wisely. And I think Minister Hamilton has been listening to the concerns. We've put these ideas for him, and you know, we've managed to get them over the line in terms of how this rates reval has been reprofiling our rates bill.
Emma, do you think other small businesses then in retail sector have been, they're going to benefit at your expense?
They are really. I mean, there has to be an understanding of the hospitality industry as well, and especially within Northern Ireland. It's extremely expensive compared to other areas of the UK and Ireland of Ireland to set up a business in hospitality with licensing, legal costs, and it's just another cost to put upon this industry. And we're a big employer here, you know, and we're one of the reasons that tourists come in, a slot by the dozens to come into Northern Ireland as well. And this area has been created not by retail, by hospitality, but we've created it. It's not the council put money into this area. What have they done? You know, we have one culture night a year. You know, there's no street market down here. There's still low lack of policing. Taxis are hard. You know, this is an area that still needs so much more put into it.
But in fairness now, it's Stormont. It's the executive who is carrying out this rate revaluation. It's not the council.
Well, OK, well, Stormont then. But, you know, we've almost created this area. Do you know what I mean? So why are we suffering because of that?
Will you appeal it?
I don't know. It doesn't really get you anywhere sometimes. I think sometimes you better put your energy into other things in Northern Ireland. But, you know, it's just another reason. I think for me, in business here, I would like to see more, you know, sort of outsiders come in or nationals come into Northern Ireland. And I think for independence, which creates cities, it's another reason to put them off. You would probably go to the Greater Manchester, the Manchesters or London or Edinburgh's because the rates are more affordable and you've got bigger footfall. You can put things up more. You know what I mean? So it's just another excuse to sort of like not business, especially hospitality in the Belfast area. But
Glyn, it's a bleak picture of something that should have been good news for a lot of people.
It should be. I mean, we suffered from last year.
Sorry, Emma, I just wanted to get Glyn's final thought on that.
Well, as I said, and you know, it's worth repeating again, there will be winners and losers in this rebound. I'm very conscious about the impact on Cathedral Quarter. I'm happy to try and make that representation with colleagues. But what I would say, by and large, is this does level of paying between out of town and town centres. The majority of our members will be paying a lot less rate, and I think that's good news. And I think it's also good news for our town centres as well.
Okay.
Yes, we've got issues we need to address, but I think, you know, we can address them.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there, Glyn Roberts and Emma Bricknell. Thanks very much for talking to us.